So thank you very much. My name is Barbara Gabbert. My husband, Philip Gabbert, is here on the AV and doing all that high-tech stuff that we love so much. And we are actually in Sulphur Springs, Texas, which is about halfway between Dallas and Texarkana. So we're out in the wilds of East Texas, Northeast Texas, actually. Texas is very big. We went, last weekend we went down to Corpus Christi, Texas for a VFW convention, and it took us almost 8 hours to get from here to there, and we were still in Texas. So that gives you a vague idea of how big Texas is. It's about the size of the country of India, which is also very large. Anyway, tonight we have a wonderful program. We're honored to hear from the beloved Holy Spirit. So a heart stream directly from the Holy Spirit, who encourages us to connect with our divine reality. The name of the heart stream is, if you'll hold that up, thank you, is Strive Daily to Be an Instrument of God's Blessings to Life Through the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, and to ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had, or give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, and then you can join us in prayer should you choose to do so. I'm going to read our mission and vision statements now. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. I would now like to invite you to read the following prayer that's on the backside of your invitation that you received either by email or snail mail. It's at the top of the page. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Holy Spirit, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we will sing together the song that's also on your invitation. It's from Decree number 30.008, entitled Come Holy Spirit. You should have received this by snail mail email. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of the sun lifting us up and invigorating us. Okay, Philip, go ahead with the song, please.
Cover us with this divine dream.
Thank you. Now we're going to hear the heart stream from the Holy Spirit. We'll be stopping occasionally for members from our heart share team to answer questions that I will read here and there just for our edification during the heart stream. So now the Holy Spirit.
Yesterday's message was all about keeping the flame and how that fire impressed within you can accelerate the light so that you can make greater progress on your path toward the ascension. When we come to the point on our path where we have incorporated all of the seven rays, the rainbow rays, and their virtues into our life consciously by applying them in a daily way to assist life, to study, to be benevolent in all of our thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. When we are loving and kind, when we are truthful, when we desire purity, when we desire to be of service to others, and when we alchemize everything through the joy flame of the Holy Spirit indeed comes and embellishes within us through the sanctity of the omnipresence of God, this accelerated love, which is ruby love, the eighth ray.
And now Maria will answer what is meant by keeping the flame and also what happens when we consciously incorporate all of the seven rays, the rainbow rays, and virtues. Maria, press star 6 and go ahead.
All righty, I'm here. For me, what it meant by keeping the flame is to know that the flame is a sacred fire. That's the identity, being, and consciousness of God. And being in tune with God, we keep the flame by conscious living in those three aspects of God. Knowing who we are in God, being or loving, doing His will daily by beautiful acts of kindness to others, being as good as we can be, and offering fiery prayers for self and others. And that's quite a bit. Just knowing God is overshining us with His presence as we strive to be more like Him every day. That's what the flame, by keeping the flame, means to me. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Maria. Now let's go on with the heart stream.
And in its glory and its divine essence, it etches within our soul and especially within our heart the ideations of our divine nature. It incorporates within our heart the very beingness of God and all of its universal aspects to bring to us that peace of the presence, that understanding of who we are as a son, a daughter of God. the blessedness that is magnified and the glory that is bestowed becomes a daily affair of our loving of God and God's returning that love unto us, magnified, accelerated. And this state of being wherein this grace is the standard, the norm, our daily communion, truly is what life is worth living for and within.
And now I will answer, how does daily communion with the Holy Spirit make life worth living? Whenever we have those little aha moments where we are just blown away by the wonder, the awesomeness of God, or when something just falls into place with great synchronicity and we see the hand of God working in our life, we understand our deep connection with the Holy Spirit and with God. And it's that moment of connection where we feel at one with God, with the Holy Spirit, with all of life, that is the essence of who we are and what we strive for every day, is to feel that total connectedness with Spirit. And when we do, it is miraculous and wonderful every time. As I was walking over to our sanctuary just a few moments ago, I turned around and looked over my shoulder, and there in the sky was the beautiful crescent moon, and beneath it, the planet Venus, shining like a diamond in the sky, like the song says. And I just caught my breath for a moment, because it was just, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And it was magic in that moment. And the magic of that moment is our connection with Spirit. Now let's go on with the heart stream.
It accentuates the highest aspects of what we have striven for over many lifetimes. It allows us to know through eternality exactly what our greater mission is evolving toward, how we can be of greater service and clarity of consciousness, mindfulness, all the Buddha qualities of this higher mind state, where we are literally fused into that mind of Christ, that mind of God. And that mind, that diamond shining mind, is available to us so that our thoughts, our awareness, our consciousness is crystal clear. So the Holy Spirit clarifies everything and brings us this crystal clear consciousness. And this is what we in the Heart Center community and movement strive to have manifest in our lives, this crystal clear consciousness. So many of our prayers and songs mention the diamond crystal light. And when we are perceptive enough to feel that eternal fire burning deeply within our hearts, and we have fanned that flame to the extent that it is a living reality that we actually in a divine way enjoy, and that we seek to always have present and available to be a blessing to ourselves and others, then through this clarification of the Spirit and this edification of God's eternal nature within us, we literally are a fiery flame ensconced in the vitality of the Holy Spirit. We live, move, and have our being in the Holy Spirit's grace and presence.
And now Donna will answer, how does the Holy Spirit help the Heart Center community? Go ahead, Donna. Press star 6. Donna, we don't hear you. Make sure your microphone is not muted, please. Okay. You have to press star 6 to unmute, Donna. Okay, well, we're waiting for you, Donna, but if you can't get on, we'll go ahead with the heart stream. Oh, there she is. Okay. All right. How does the Holy Spirit help the Heart Center community?
She's muted again.
Now you're muted again.
Okay. The Holy Spirit clarifies everything and brings crystal clear consciousness. And this is what we want in the Heart Center community. We strive to have, to manifest in our lives, crystal clear consciousness. So many of our prayers and songs that we have mention the diamond crystal light, and we live and move and have our being in this Holy Spirit and grace and presence, and we can help many, many people that way. When we are perceptive enough to feel that eternal fire burning deeply within our hearts, and we have fanned that flame to the extent that it is a living reality, and we actually, in a divine way, enjoy and in that and seek to always be have present and available to be a blessing to others, then we literally are a fiery flame, and our vitality is of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's go on with the heart stream then.
And when you strive to that point where you desire to be an instrument of the Holy Spirit, an extension of the Holy Spirit, a representative of the Holy Spirit, just as the Maha Chohan is the representative of the Holy Spirit, then all of these gifts, all of these graces become available to you, and you just offer them to life. And you are graced through these offerings. You are blessed through these extensions of the Spirit's presence unto others. And the words that you speak will edify others. The mindfulness that is perfused through your mind will, through the glory of God, extend truth and wisdom and divine gnosis to others. The healing light that can flow through your hands and through your eyes will be available to assist anyone when they are in that need of some aspect of truth that leads them to greater wholeness.
And now Donna will answer another question. Why do initiates strive to be instruments of the Holy Spirit? So again, star 6, Donna.
Well, when we strive to that point where we desire to be an instrument of the Holy Spirit, an extension of the Holy Spirit, a representative of the Holy Spirit, just as the Maha Chohan is a representative of the Holy Spirit, then all of the gifts and all of these graces become available to us, and we offer them to life, and we are graced, and we try to help life, and we are blessed through these extensions and powers so that we may be of service to mankind, to others, and that's what we are always desiring to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. And if I remember me correctly, which I'm pretty sure I do, when St. Paul talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament of the Christian Bible, He said, of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, we should seek discernment the most. That's the one we should pray for the most, is the discernment, to be able to tell the difference between good and evil by vibration. So that is a very worthy goal as well. Let's go on with the heart stream now.
The joy of the Lord through the glory of the Lord will always be there through your kind eyes and your smile and the grace of your mien, where literally the saints of heaven will shower blessings through you unto others. And you become a saint. You become saintly in that through humility and through purity, you become a wellspring of light and life and love that is unabated in the way in which it enriches everyone in your presence, in God's presence through you. This is the state of being that we all strive for, that we desire with a desireless Buddhic mindful desire, right? We desire it because it is righteous. It is holy. It is the purity of our souls reaching up into the infinite and saying unto God, oh God, use me as your holy instrument. Use me as your vessel. Let me be an instrument of your peace, your grace, your holiness, your healing light. When we reach that state where the Holy Spirit desires to live within us because we desire only the Holy Spirit's blessings day after day, hour after hour, moment after moment, then indeed the Holy Spirit does come and you feel that benevolence. You feel that holiness. And there is nothing greater than the sense of perfect peace, of picture-perfect peace, as the masters have described it, where through living in that integrity of who we are and our divine nature, created in God's image and likeness in the beginning, we fulfill our reason for being. There is no greater sense of peace and presence than to know that you are in alignment with God's will, wisdom, and love, that you are fulfilling your destiny by bringing forth the gifts of the Spirit and outplaying them in all manner of divinely delicious ways by giving, giving, giving to life and forgiving, forgiving, forgiving self and others. The wonderful holiday of Thanksgiving is also a great opportunity for forgiving. And sometimes we have issues with various family members or people in our lives, yet these seminal dates, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, our birthdays, graduations, the solstices, the equinoxes, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, are opportunities to set aside all division, all that separates us from the sense of our oneness, and just give and forgive and enrich the lives of others, because what else is there? We came to this planet to love and to give love and express love and to be love. That's why we are alive. It's all about love. Live and love, just one letter difference. And really, the I within our life seeks the O within love to fulfill its being.
And now Geraldine will answer, why are holidays important for healing and unity? Go ahead, Geraldine.
Holidays are a time to gather together in hope and joy with family and community to celebrate both life and God. Holidays are an opportunity to be in presence and set aside all which separates us and focus on what unites us, like good food, comfort. We're uniting together. We have a chance to give and forgive, enriching the lives of others and ourselves, especially all those we have karma with. We come to Earth to love, and holidays give us an excellent opportunity to express that love and remember we are all one. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Geraldine. Go ahead with the heart stream now, Philip.
So when we are truly alive, we are always in love. And being in love with God, in love with our divine nature, in love with the divine self of every other person, that is when we are truly alive. It is only when we are truly, truly ensconced in that aliveness that is life itself, which is the spirit.
And now Geraldine will answer, what is meant by being always in love? You're going to have to press star 6, Geraldine, to unmute yourself.
Sorry. Okay. It gets confusing. The simple answer is that being always in love means always being in presence, in love with God, in love with our divine presence, and in love with the divine self of every other living being. When we are always in love, we have chosen to live in the present, cast out all fear, and remember who we are as beloved children of God's light and heart.
That's a beautiful answer. Thank you very much, Geraldine. Okay, now let's go on with the heart stream.
The glory of God that comes unto you is unique because you were created uniquely as a very special being, a snowflake of the divine. And your uniqueness can be expressed in ways that no one else can express it, with creativity, with artistry, with the beauty of exactly who you are as a son, a daughter of God. Finding that creativity as a co-creator with God is part of your mission, part of every one of our missions in life. Finding that point of co-creativity and then being expressive of it by God's grace through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
And now Geraldine will answer, what is a snowflake of God?
I love this question. all snowflakes, though there are millions and billions and gazillion snowflakes, each one scientists have discovered have a unique crystalline structure, and there's been a lot of scientific evidence to that point. And in the unique crystalline structure, is their unique. Each individual snowflake has a unique relationship with God. A snowflake of God is a son or daughter of God, who is unique in creation to God's glory and purpose. So it's such a wonderful metaphor. In this beautiful crystalline object that there are bazillions of, each one is a unique creation of God. And we, as sons and daughters, need to see ourselves as these unique and beloved creations. Thank you.
Thank you, Geraldine. That was lovely. Let's go on with the heart stream now.
So when you are empowered to the point where you are truly a co-creator and you think of things, you muse on things that no one else has mused on or thought of, when you can fashion and frame something in a way that is of divine beauty and harmony and peace, and then extend it to the universe, extend it to the planet, extend it maybe just to one person. There is no greater feeling than knowing that that God that is within you is now fashioning and offering something that is beautiful and unique. Whether it's a poem, whether it's, you know, a flower bouquet that you've put your personal touch into, whether it's a meal that you grace with your thoughtfulness and your care for those in your family and your community, whether it's answering a phone call and smiling when someone calls the Heart Center and just saying, "Oh, beloved one, how may I serve you now?" Maybe you don't call them beloved right off if they're new, but they are beloved to you, right? Maybe it's the way that you comport yourself when you're in a store or when you're in a discussion, and how you are attentive, listening, and seeking to understand first before you speak. There's so many ways that the Spirit can live in your life when you put the Spirit first. You put God first. And then the majesty, the magnanimity, the multiplicity, not the duplicity, but the multiplicity of the Spirit's manifestations through all of these flames that the Holy Spirit puts into play as you live your life, they co-create the most majestic, the most powerful, the most magnanimous states and opportunities for life to be expressed in the majesty of God's being. Harmony is key to having the Holy Spirit's presence in your life. If you cannot maintain harmony, the Holy Spirit will flee from you. If you cannot maintain the simplicity of this graceful state, where harmony is more important than being right or being at the forefront of the delivery of something, then you have to learn to be humbled, so that when you understand harmony and how the mother light through harmony also is expressive of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is feminine, then you get it. And then the Holy Spirit will allow you to feel and to know that eternal presence because of that humility, that grace, that balance, that harmony. So harmony is balance in all levels of our being. Remember this truth. Harmony is balance in all aspects of your being. Earth, air, fire, water, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, love, wisdom, power. When they're all in balance, then you're in a harmonic state. And then the song of God, the Spirit of God, comes through that music of the spheres and perfuses itself through that harmonic of you being in your peaceful state, so that the Holy Spirit's magnanimity can then just flow. Because when we are in the presence of the Holy Spirit, there is the flow, which is the flowering of God's light and energy in our being and through our being, right? So when you are in the flow, you are in the harmony and the peace of the presence. And then the flowering of life occurs. Consider how the...
And now Lenore will answer, what is the key to having the Holy Spirit in your life, and why is harmony important?
Good evening. This is such a beautiful heart stream, yes?
Yes.
So... what is the key to having the Holy Spirit in your life? Establish a relationship. Befriend the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit, even as you go about your day. Listen to the Holy Spirit's inspiration. Times of silence with the Holy Spirit and meditation or on walks in nature are great things to do. We can make breathing, deep breathing, a part of our spiritual practices that connect us with the Holy Spirit. And as with other relationships, it will grow and deepen over time. Holy Spirit often talks about harmony, as we have just heard, and emphasizes it as being so important. I intuit that harmony is the key to having the Holy Spirit in our lives, as our ability to maintain harmony in our mind and emotions especially increases. We can enjoy more and more the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then we can become co-creators with the Holy Spirit in alchemies of the Spirit. Love, divine love, is another key. The Holy Spirit is love. When we're in the flame of God love, we're in the flame of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is harmony and why is it important? To me, harmony is oneness. Harmony is peace. When we're in a state of harmony, we're in oneness with our I Am presence. That peace of the presence is our natural state of being. When we connect with that in our everyday life, it brings joy to our relationships with ourselves and with others. Agitation is non-existent when you're in a state of harmony. God can only use us as a vessel for works of releasing sacred fire to the planet when we're in a state of harmony. We've been told not to begin giving our decrees if we're not in a state of harmony because it sends out energy that is less than what we're intending. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenore, for all that wonderful meditative answer. And now we will continue with the heart stream.
Flowering of the Holy Spirit's grace has occurred in your life throughout all the years, the decades of this and even past and even future lifetimes, because really they're all kind of happening in one sense simultaneously, because there is no time as we know it in the greatest universal sense, right? So everything is kind of happening in the eternal now in a cyclic way as we nurture the Spirit's energy through our beings by allowing ourselves to live in that presence. Everything is occurring simultaneously. So if we don't like what we see in the outer world, shift, change, alter what's going on internally, be at peace, be balanced, live in the harmonic state of the Holy Spirit's graceful, divine energy field that you can feel if you truly desire it to be there, with a great enough desire that that supplants all other human desires. And then watch the miracle occur in your daily life. Watch how little miracles build. Little creative miracles just pile up. And then pretty soon, you're just in the ensconced glory of God through that grace of the Spirit. And the etchings of that Spirit's light through your being and through your life will be evident to all. And then God will say, "This is my beloved son or daughter in whom I am well pleased." This is the greatest authoritative and powerful acclamation and affirmation of God within you that you can hear from the Divine One. When God says that within your heart, within your mind, within your soul, "This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased." The I Am is pleasing within you because you are pleasing to God. You are holy, you are pure, you are balanced, you are in the state of harmony. When you get this, when you are fulfilled in this, there is no greater sense of beingness. Your life becomes miraculous, and the Holy Spirit's miracles then manifest daily, hourly, moment by moment. God bless.
And now, Lenore will answer, how can we precipitate miracles? Go ahead, Lenore.
Yes, I'd like to share with you a quotation from the Holy Spirit's group soul raising session from this past winter solstice event. It is, quote, "Yes, blessed hearts, it is time for the quickening, the awakening and the enlightenment and ultimate self-realization of thousands of more souls upon earth. And you are a vessel through which that alchemy and that God manifestation may occur, so long as you remain in the spirit of the divine spirit, the Holy Spirit, who I am. And when you are invested in this glory, when the light of God shines forth through you, there is the miracle grace of the Holy of Holies established where you walk, where you move, where you coexist with your Creator," end quote. Now, the Masters have told us that there is miracle light in the etheric octave, just ready and available for us as we believe and call it forth. That is such a, that really struck me when I heard that. I could just really visualize, okay, it's like a bank account right there. Is all this miracle energy just waiting for you. And I think these messages that we're getting from the Holy Spirit really make it real and make it, you know, getting through to us that, yes, this is a real thing. We can do this. I'd like to share the rest of this quote from this soul raising session. "Oh, dearest ones, I am willing to be with each and every one of you throughout each 24-hour cycle as your investor, as the one through whom all manner of miraculous gifts bestowed unto you can be utilized for those miracles that you now will expect as your new norm. Yes, expect miracles, and they shall emerge right where you require them in the now. If this is your desired new norm, then I am your man, I am your woman. I will always be with you victoriously, proffering unto you this manifestation of holy grace. Thank you."
Thank you, Lenore. While you were speaking, I was remembering a day or two ago when I had a few moments where I just felt like I was in the center of the flow of the Holy Spirit, and you notice little synchronicities and how even the tiniest little things seem to fall into place perfectly. And it is a miracle. It's a surprise. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. It is a wonder. And this happens in all kinds of small ways and large ways. We just, like you said, we have to be ready to accept it. Do we believe it or not? If we don't believe it, it's hard for miracles to happen when you don't believe them. What was it said that Jesus couldn't do any miracles in his own hometown of Nazareth because people said, isn't this the carpenter's son? Who is this guy? You know, and they couldn't believe that he was capable of precipitating miracles, and so he wasn't able to do anything there because people wouldn't believe it. So our personal belief has tremendous power, and if we believe that God can work miracles and does work miracles, great and small, in our personal lives, in the earth, in the world, in the universe, then they can happen because that opens the door to the reality. And I think there's just a little bit at the end here, and we'll finish up the heart stream now.
Bless you for being here today to witness to this discourse, overshined by the Holy Spirit. May your life be fulfilled every day in a new glory that you reach up to receive and to extend as a blessing to those whom you love and whom God loves through you. Namaste.